It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Cheryl Thane. She's the Executive Director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. Had a great year, had a great turnout for the Angel Tree, and she just wanted to come in and kind of give everybody a recap of the year at the United Way. Cheryl, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave, again for having me and just helping us out so much with United Way of Eastern Utah. So yes, first of all, I would really like to thank our awesome community for just turning out in the biggest way for Angel Tree. I actually had folks coming in the door looking for angels, and I was out. So I just think that that's a fabulous thing that our community comes together in the way that they do to support the littlest ones in our community and just to make sure that everybody has a Merry Christmas. It was just really, really an awesome Angel Tree this year. And so thank you to the community.
That's a good problem to have.
Oh, yes,
it is. It really is.
It is.
And the Angel Tree does so many great things. And it seems like there are so many other agencies or groups around the county
right.
that draw from the Angel Tree as well.
That's what makes it work. That's what makes this such a beautiful program. We just run the database and make sure that every kid gets sponsored out. And so it just works out beautifully. And then we have so many people who come forward to take five or six, and we have folks who take over 100 kids. I mean, that just really brings a tear to the eye, you know?
It really does.
They really just come all out.
I think we've talked about it in the past that this community just rallies.
They do.
And they just want to make sure that everybody's taken care of that needs to be.
Yep. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to be. It's a great place to support each other. And that's just what we do here.
And that wasn't really that was the last big thing that you did,
right.
But you've had a great year
as far as
people helping out the United Way. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, let's recap a little bit because this has been a great year for United Way of Eastern Utah. We kind of started out the year with an appreciation dinner, which was for our Cornerstone partners, who I'd like to mention because without them, we would not have our doors open, our lights on. They help us keep the thing functioning. And so if I could, for just a minute, thank Simplot. They're from Uinta County, Castleview Hospital, Emory Telcom, Lynn's Market just helps us out tremendously, Market Express, Dominion Energy, Longwall West, Rocky Mountain Power, Sutherland's, Komatsu, Cyril's Save-On Gas, the Auto Farm folks, Chrysler Dodge Ram, plus the Ford and Blue Diamond as well, and then Adobe from in Utah County. They also help us out.
Everybody just chipping in together and taking care of
Right. And these guys, they keep the lights on. They make the whole thing work. So shout out to them. And then Jack Holmes came during that appreciation dinner and reminded us what it took to get United Way up and going in 1981. So that was really cool. That was just a great time to get together and to hear all those things and to be reminded about how wonderful it is that we have this rural United Way in our area.
And, you know, you said that you started the year with that, so it won't be long. You'll be getting ready to plan that one here.
That's first thing on the list, so that's what I'll be planning again. We also have our Souls to Souls program that we've been running all year. I think between Carbon County, Emory County, and also Uinta County, we have a fully functioning Souls to Souls program in Uinta County now, which I'm really happy about. We've probably given away close to 250 pairs of shoes.
In just 1 year?
In 1 year. Mm-hmm. Our Live Love Local program, which is our cancer assistance program, we doubled this year, which is, it's difficult, you know, because you know these people are struggling, but it's awesome to be able to help them out in the best way that we can. Day of Caring turned out awesome. We had so many people who showed up to help with that. We got so many projects done. And then just the support of the other charitable organizations in our community, which there are dozens, and just the great way we all get together and help out as much as we can.
And just once again, it's just people pitching in and helping out one another. That's all it is.
Yep. So we're really looking forward to an awesome 2020. And thank you to all the folks who just walk in the door to visit or to ask how they can help. They give donations. This is an awesome, awesome, awesome community. I love living here.
It really is. And you can't say it enough to the fact that, you know, when somebody needs help in this community, And it's, they just go to work and good. They take care of it.
Yeah, roll your sleeves up and get busy.
It's the way it's always been. Okay, so the next thing on your agenda, like you said, is the Founders Day dinner? Is that
what you're saying? Yeah, it will be appreciation dinner. We'll hold sometime in March. Don't have that day nailed down exactly yet. So we're working towards that. So that will be our next big thing.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, thank you for coming in. Thank you for all that the United Way does for the area. We appreciate you.
Well, thanks, Dave, for having me.
Anytime. Okay. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.